USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are accelerating their impeachment push with new subpoenas. The president reacted at the Values Voter Summit in Washington.
Now it is the outrageous impeachment. Look, impeachment. I never thought I'd see or hear that word with regard to me. Impeachment. It's a witch hunt. It's based on a single phone call of congratulations to the president of Ukraine, which they fraudulently mischaracterized to sound absolutely horrible.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden is now voicing his full support for the impeachment.
Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts. To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump is defending his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who's been subpoenaed by House impeachment investigators. As the investigation ramps up, there's an effort to sideline the attorney and distance him from anything to do with Ukraine. Last week, two Giuliani associates were arrested on campaign finance charges, and while Giuliani was not named in the indictment, the two men who were arrested were linked to Giuliani's efforts in Ukraine. The president tweets, "While Giuliani may seem a little rough around the edges, he is also a great guy and a wonderful lawyer." A winter-like storm has dumped more than a foot of snow on parts of North Dakota. The National Weather Service says well over a foot of snow has fallen in Bismarck. Jamestown has a report of 14 inches of snow. The Weather Service says the snow will keep coming and that Bismarck could see up to 4 more inches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open.
I feel guilty because had I not called the police department, my neighbor would still be alive.
The officer had fired through a screen window saying he perceived a threat. The family disputes that account. Country superstar Dolly Parton celebrated her 50th anniversary as a Grand Ole Opry member over the weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The 73-year-old actress, singer, and songwriter Dolly Parton, who first played the Grand Ole Opry when she was just a teenager, played the long-standing radio show on Saturday night in Nashville in front of a sold-out crowd. Hank Williams Jr., Toby Keith, and others performed in her honor. She joked to reporters that the anniversary truly reminded her of the first time she got to perform at the Opry.
I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to see that dream come true. You know, I wonder if some little kid might say, "I bet Dolly Parton once stood here. I'm standing where Dolly Parton stood," when I used to think, "I'm standing where Kitty Wells stood."
Parton's 50th anniversary Opry performances will be aired on an NBC special on November 26th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.